following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hunt present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia and our listening area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 to 5 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcast also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
Broken-hearted clown, fade my face with a good-for-nothing smile, cause a mean, fickle woman turned my whole world upside down.
Goodbye, Cuba. Pretty ugly man, there's nobody like my job. Quella que mi dice tamero, io la amavo e mentre la adoravo con il cuore felice. Sorridendo mi ingannò.
Goodbye, Cuba.
Volando, sorrideva lassù. Ma non per me, ma non vicino a me. E visto mio mondo, che suo non è. Lasciarmi per sempre.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Her Royal Majesty.
She's not much on glamour, and she should improve her grammar. Still I sigh and stammer, and my heart beats like a little old hammer. Strictly from Dixie, face like a pixie, shorter than girls should be. The rest of the shipment, standard equipment, just a darling dungaree. The gadget is the one for me.
That was the wonderful voice of James Darren. Now, you ready for this? All the years I've been in the rock and roll business, rock and roll disc jockey, singer, songwriter, record producer, music publisher, I never knew the James Darren, Billy Colucci's name. James Darren was James William Ercolani. Did you know that, Jerry Tempesta?
Yes, I did.
Get into the microphone, Jerry. Real close. There you
Ercolani,
go.
Yes.
Yeah, I never knew that. Never did. Johnny Walker, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And by the way, Johnny's my guest today. We're going to be featuring Johnny Walker, probably the greatest advocate for veterans on the face of the earth, along with Joe Griffiths, of course. And we can't dismiss Bobby O'Reilly and
absolutely.
General Satterfield. You get
absolutely.
Me? And let's talk a little bit about James Darren.
All right.
What are your thoughts on you too, Jerry? Jump in. He was a fantastic movie star, TV, Time Tunnel. He was T.J. Hooker's. He was Shatner's sidekick, you know? Like, you're my sidekick.
He did a lot of things, but he was a great singer.
Talk about it.
He wouldn't be produced by these good people like Brooks Arthur, Barry May and Cynthia Wilde, and wow. the great songs they wrote for him from Screen Gems for Columbia.
Your thoughts, Jerry?
Yeah, he was a great entertainer, a great singer. My wife had a crush on him. My wife thought she was Gidget. Yeah.
And by the way, Jerry's wife, Jerry Tempest's wife, Carol, was Jerry Blavitt's blessed memory, his secretary for many years. And I remember one time sitting with you at your home in South Philly, she had said she had talked with James Aaron that he had called. Apparently he was doing something with Jerry Blavitt, the Geeter.
And that was great. But one time I went to a show, and James Darren was singing there. I think it was
here in
one of Bobby Beato's productions.
Was it here in Philly?
No, it was a hotel in the City Line area.
Okay.
And Bobby Rydell was in the audience also. And after the show, my wife got to meet James Darren after all these years.
Oh, wonderful. Did she tell James that she was Gidget?
No, she just was, you know.
So she's a fangirl. Because Janine, get into the mic here, Janine. Janine McMillan, our executive producer, she got a picture recently from John James, whose real name is Herb Oscar Anderson's son.
Dynasty, oh my word.
Absolutely.
Fangirl, I have it hanging up in the living room.
So Carol Tempest, the fangirl, and Janine McMillan.
Absolutely.
Dr. Sabicki, welcome to the radio on the here at WWDBAM Rock and Roll Reveille, 888-329-3306. I love you, Dr. Carmel.
I love you. Always glad to be here. Welcome from South Jersey.
Now, we're going to honor today a gentleman that you said, get him on the air, Father. He wrote, trusted me, an uncle. Say uncle, Father. Say uncle. Say uncle. So we got Johnny Walker on today, and we're going to start the show off. We got David Gillespie. Grab that mic real quick and say a quick hello to the audience. He's a top sergeant, master sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps, over 20 years. Say again.
I was the Army.
Oh, you were Army.
That's correct.
Wow, my God, am I wrong? Wow. Well, wait a minute. Matthew's had his hand up in the air like the Sergeant First Class Matthew Minarik. Anyway, share the thoughts of you, who you are real quickly. And,
thanks, Father. Thanks for having me on today with Jerry and the rest of your great team here today. My name is David Gillespie, 26 years in the Army.
What did I blow that one?
I represent a number of veterans organizations throughout the area, the Delaware County Veterans Memorial Association, Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial, vice president for the local chapter, the Penn and Franklin chapter, Association of the United States Army. And we just do a ton of events throughout the city, and some of you folks have supported us in our events. Billy did a fundraiser for us at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial last year. We had to replace some damaged stuff, and with Jerry's help and Billy's help and a few other people, we raised a ton of money to repair the damages there.
Wait a minute, that's enough. You got a good voice. Your voice is too good. Enough. That's enough of him.
I'm off.
David Gillespie, you're done. No more talking with David Gillespie.
He
sounds
good.
Too good. He sounds good. My God, give me grace. Listen, before we begin the show, we're going to start a show off, our show off with a Eric Burdon song, of course. Well, who else will we start off with but Eric Burdon? But we have on the phone right now a dear friend, become a friend of General Satterfield. General, can you hop in here right now? Give your thoughts of these illustrious menagerie of military, Dave Gillespie, Jerry Tempest, who's up for the Medal of Honor, going to be receiving the Bronze Star soon, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Sabicki, psychologist, Marine, into the Air Force. And Johnny Walker, say a quick hi again.
General, how are you? First of all, I want to thank the opportunity to be here today with these great veteran activists and giving us an opportunity to tell you some of the things we do down in South Jersey.
Now, his voice sounds too good, too. General, will you hop in, please?
Yeah, I look forward to it. Listen, I'm very honored to be on again. Father Drucker's kind of like my wingman out there. He's hanging in there, keeping me involved, and I appreciate that. So, hey, looking what you have to say today, Johnny Walker, and also for the rest of you too. Thank you for your service. That's 26 years, a long time in the military. I know I did a couple decades myself, and you got to take one day at a time. I got it.
General, thank you, and God bless you, sir, and welcome home, sir. We're going to go now with Eric Burdon and the Animals. We got to get out, not out of the studio, but we got to get out of Vietnam. Get us out of here.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people
tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and free, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed and dying, see his hair. So young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will. See my daddy in bed.
Eric Burden and the Animals on WWDB Rock and Roll Reveille. Jerry Tempesta, Dave Gillespie with a great voice, Jeanine McMillan, Billy Carlucci of The Essentials, and Danny and the Juniors, Dr. Andrew Savicki.
Yes,
and
yes,
Johnny
yes.
Walker. And listen, it was some months ago, you said, Father, you know, there's a friend of mine, he's a fantastic advocate for veterans. I said, who's that? Johnny Walker. I said, where are we going to go drinking? And by the way, he's Johnny Walker, red, white, and blue.
Ah, nicely said.
He's the former, just retired, COO. That's Chief Operating Officer of DAV. And he's also with the CVAC, which is an organization which he began. And the interesting story, we're preparing notes at dinner last week when I went down to the Army in Cape May for the Air Fest, and I met his wife, Kathleen, lovely lady. God bless you, Kathleen. We love you. And when we were down there, I got to meet a lot of people, and I learned from him that he was at Fort Jackson at Tent City. I was at Fort Jackson in 1964, the year before him at Tent City. And it was nice being in tents because you didn't have to do the commode, you know, the toothbrushes and all the stuff like in platoon. But the other side of the coin was...
You froze.
You froze. And you know, I got to tell you a cute story if I can, Johnny, before... I was such a... this is me. I'm telling it on the air now. They flew when we Echo 10-2, 1964, basic infantry training. Somebody's blanket would fall off their cot. I'd pick it up and put it on. They started calling me Mother Drucker. Mother Drucker. So when we had our commit, when we finished our 2 months of active duty, I continued, by the way, 2 more months advanced infantry and 2 more months basic basic unit infantry training. They flew, they took an old pair of skivvies, so help me God, a whole pair of BVDs, and they put it on a Mother Drucker's Chicken Flickers. And there was Captain LePew, whatever, with his swazzo stick. We had 30-pound packs on our backs. We're doing this 20-mile hike. But anyway, Johnny, with that all said and done, you were down at Fort Jackson. It was the big Red Towers, Red Clay.
Absolutely.
And share with us your life. And then you didn't go to Vietnam. You went to Korea. What happened? Did you know somebody?
Well, back then, there was three options. You graduated high school. You either went to college. You went to Canada, or you got drafted, or joined the service. I volunteered for the draft. Nobody was left on the corner. Everybody was gone, and I went. And back then, when you went, you always went with a group of guys. With four or five buddies, and there was actually six of us that went together. Three of us went to Vietnam, and three went to Vietnam, and three went to Korea.
Wow!
And if you call it luck of the draw, lucky that I didn't get hurt, injured, or wounded, and I feel sometimes very guilty about that because I lost so many good friends.
Did anything freeze on your body when you were there?
Yeah, the biggest problem we had over there for disability was frostbite. It was so cold and so bitter, and we just didn't have the gear. We didn't have the gear to keep warm.
And, Doc, you tell me I'm right or wrong. Like in World War II, they didn't say PTSD then. They called it shell shock, didn't they?
Shell shockers. Yes. Absolutely.
That was the predecessor to post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, you know what? We have Johnny on the air right now. We love music because this is Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest, and this is Rock and Roll Reveille, General Satterfield. We love you, sir. You can sit at attention now, sir. Oh, my God, I'm telling the general what to do. That's it. I was just busted the first, Louis. Anyway, this is a great song. Jerry Tempesta picked this one. It's not really a protest song to Vietnam, but it is a protest song about the riots in Los Angeles in the year of 1967. It's a group called the Buffalo Springfield, but they do talk about weapons and overseas. Buffalo Springfield, and For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
Maybe you'll be there wow. Maybe you'll be there wow. Each time I see a crowd of people.
And that is Billy Carlucci singing with The Essentials, one of my heroes, Army veteran. And we all appreciate the songs that gave us strength, that helped us believe in our country and our families. And one of the most important things we did, and it's remembered this month, Suicide Prevention Month of September is the prayer that we gave each day. Spend one more day on this earth and one more day to come home to our loved ones. Father Drucker, would you please start us off with Psalm 81?
Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song, sound the timbrel, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob.
He made it a decree in Joseph when he went over there, the land of Egypt. I heard voice I had not known. I relieved you, shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meriah. Hear, O my people, why I astonish you, O Israel, if you would but listen to me.
There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels.
Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Theirs was hate to the Lord, we cringe toward him, and their faith we'd last forever. I would fill you and the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. These are the words of our Lord.
I want to share with the audience that Dr. Savicki, Johnny Walker, and I attended a suicide prevention seminar at our VFW Glassboro post in New Jersey recently. So when you hear about these things and you can make it, we who are the educated that can help, keep your heart open to that and your ears listening.
That is so true, Father Drucker. Many of our veterans and families may not want to talk with the doctor or even someone close to them, but they will talk to a fellow veteran. So I pray that each veteran will take the training, learn, and be certified to be able to help all of our fellow veterans. In your name we pray, amen,
amen.
And amen.
Slava Iisusu Hristu. Slava Naviki Bohu. da 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 da. I don't know the words. Well, and I'm army.
Going along,
and it's high, high, high
in the infantry and artillery. Boy, am I dumb. It's on the air live on the
high, high,
high. Oh my God, was that wonderful. It was Matthew Benaris, wonderful idea, my producer. And listen, we have two people on the phone. We're going to bring on Edna Iverson. Johnny, you'll introduce her? Because I believe she's the...
Absolutely.
Please.
Edna was known as my work wife.
Whoa, wow.
And
does Kathleen know about this?
Oh, very much so, very much so. And... Edna is a retired major in the United States Army who is my assistant adjutant for the last 4 years and is now, who I am so honored and privileged to talk to, is the commander of the DAV Department in New Jersey. Edna, welcome. Welcome to talk to you.
Welcome
today
to Rock and Roll Reveille, Edna, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I enjoy myself.
Now, listen, share with the audience who you are, what you're about, where you were, what service, et cetera, and then talk about the DAV.
I love the DAV, and I'm so proud to have Dr. Savicki and Johnny Walker both been an inspiration and an asset to the DAV.
Now, what about me? Wait a minute, what about me? What about me? Am I chopped liver?
Huh? Said, no, sir, yeah. You're my sweetheart.
Listen, continue, please, Edna. God bless.
Okay, yes. Dr. Savicki has been an inspiration for us, our suicide protection. We have had a lot of information for our training classes, and I thank him very much. And I thank Johnny Walker for the 4 years that we worked together. I mean, he trained me, and like I said, when I go, he goes. He was my husband. With my second husband.
And can I be your boyfriend?
Listen, Bishop, I'm sorry. I didn't know they were going to talk about this stuff. I'm sorry, Your Excellency. But anyway, listen, it's good to have you on the air, ma'am. And someday we're going to do a whole hour on the DAV, and I want you on the air in the studio with us live with Dr. myself, Janine, Billy Carlucci, and Matthew Manarik. So I'd love to have you on. And by the way, Jay Lapa, you jump on. This is the commander of our Glass Barrel DAV.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
Can I say one more thing? I just want to reiterate to thank Johnny Walker for his training to help me to get to this position. And Johnny, I'm going to make you proud of me.
You already have, Edna. I love you with all my heart, and you know that.
Love you, Edna. And our phone number here is 888-329-3306. Are you there, Jay, or the illustrious
yes,
commander?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you good? You get a good
no, I'm
sound?
Here. Yes.
Why don't you share about the DAV?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, before you go on, I never knew, I'm giving my age away, but I did not know, and a lot of veterans may not know this who are disabled veterans, that if you're over 80 or older, you could become a member gratis as a gift from the Disabled American Veterans Organization.
At the age of 80, the membership is free.
Now, Jay, jump in, our commander.
Yes.
Any thoughts?
That's incredible for our veterans who are able to live to that ripe age and are still among us. That's a great thing for them. I am commander of Chapter 80, which is in Glassboro, New Jersey. I have been honored to do so for the past couple of years. Dr. Savicki is also with that chapter, and so are you. And you all help make our chapter run. It's not one person. It is a group. And we do the best we can to try to help veterans in our area. And we welcome anyone who wants to come out to see us, to have a meeting, or any of our activities at VFW. They are more than welcome to come out.
And I've been tasked to be the recruiter, so anybody interested, call 888-329-3306. And what's the number, Doc, they can call you for help psychologically? And also, if they want to become a member of DAV in New Jersey, what's the number, Jay Lapp? Is there a number they can reach?
Andy is usually the one who helps sign people up.
If I may come in, Commander, on that, they can call me regarding suicide prevention or becoming a member at 856-278-4042. And if there's any issues of stress, text 988, and there'll be a response to that.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dream. I love you. your eyes. Daddy's home.
Daddy's home.
Daddy's home to stay. It wasn't on a Sunday.
Monday and Tuesday went by.
It wasn't.
I am privileged to have in the studio with me a young man from South Philadelphia. He's a young man because he's younger than me. Anyway, he was in the Army. He was in Coochie. He was a combat veteran, 11 Bravo, and he was in a firefight at Renegade Woods. I was privileged to interview every living member but three who would not talk about their horrors. And I become an honorary wolfhound because they are wolfhounds. And Jerry Tempest is my guest today. And we're going to talk about Jerry, and he's going to be upcoming soon at the Chapel of Four Chaplains. David will give you more information in a few minutes. And he's going to receive the Bronze Star with Valor because he already has a Bronze Star. And he has two purple hearts.
Spec 4, Jerry Tempest, tell me, I understand you are being considered for the Medal of Honor for your heroic actions at Renegade Woods. And besides, you're a heck of a singer. That was your version of Daddy's Home by the Emeralds that we just heard. Tell me more about that, Jerry.
Yeah, I started singing. I started singing back in the, I was 14 years old in the early 60s. And me and my friend Joe Papour from high school started a group called the Emeralds. And then the Vietnam War came about. My brother sang in the group, went to Vietnam. And when he got out of the Army, then I was drafted into the Army.
You were in 69 to 70, correct?
I was in the Army from 69 to 71.
And the ambush at Renegade Woods was when, Jerry?
April 2nd, 1970.
Okay, and while you were there, you were in the right column, was the left column. Two or three men, the front men, were killed instantly, pretty much. And you saw your Lieutenant Clark shot in the stomach, right? And what happened? Tell the story to our audience.
Well, what happened was we're put in two columns by the First Lieutenant Ronnie Clark, and we were brought in to rescue these Army Rangers that were attacked. They didn't hear from in a few hours. So they brought us in, two columns, and as soon as we gave the orders to move out, the appointment in the right column was instantly killed. The appointment in the left
column. His name.
Mickey Griffiths was the appointment in the right column.
God bless you, Mickey.
Left column was John Grarick.
God bless
John. He died a few minutes later.
And he was posthumously given the Distinguished Service Cross, I believe?
John Grarick was, and Mickey Griffiths received the Silver Star. So I was attacking the position when they opened fire on us, running towards the position, and there was bullets flying past my head. I saw Lieutenant Clark was hunched over. He got shot in the stomach by a machine gun. And I pulled him and grabbed him, started dragging him back, bullets flying past my head. And finally, I got shot in the head. I got spun around. I pulled out a hand grenade and threw a hand grenade into the enemy position and silenced the machine gun. That particular deed hopefully saved other lives in my platoon because that machine gun wasn't firing anymore.
Specialist for Tempesta, it is an honor to be on the air with you. Father has shared with me that you'll soon receive the Bronze Star for your heroism in 1970. 54 years ago. I can't believe it. Master Sergeant David Gillespie is your chairman. I'd like to ask both of you to share with our audience about this upcoming occasion at the Chapel of Four Chaplains. I understand Master Sergeant Gillespie is an officer of the Distinguished Association of the U.S. Army.
That's correct. Thank you very much. Going back a few years, Joe Griffey's introduced me to Jerry and a few other people around the table here, and we thought that Jerry's cause of being elevated for the Medal of Honor was a worthy cause. So we at AUSA kind of wanted to go ahead and help Jerry with this and all of his champions go through this and get him awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Unfortunately, as you just heard Jerry say, some of the officers were killed, so the Army saw that he was not eligible for the Congressional Medal of Honor because his commanding officers were no longer with us. So we're very happy that the Army is finally going to recognize Jerry's heroism.
And it should be noted, David, that everyone in the unit, pretty much, Jerry, am I correct, all received the Bronze Star. You did get you received the Purple Heart, certainly, but you did not receive
all the other people in my platoon who didn't receive other awards, like the Silver Star, they were killed, or Distinguished Service Cross were killed. They received the Bronze Star with B device. And when I came back from the hospital 4 or 5 days later, I was told by senior cadre, we know what you did, you're being put in for a very high valor award. And what happened was we lost many officers, many NCOs, many men were wounded or killed in that battle. And my paperwork, the only thing they could figure out, my paperwork was either lost or never put in.
There's a light up on the window, and it shines down on the street. There's some guy standing on the light, singing that love harmony. Now that light that's from the window just made Wall Street gonna symphony. They don't sing, they don't dance, that music means so much to me. Singing that soul to soul, brother to brother, acapella, acapella. It sounds good to me. Singing that soul to soul, brother to brother, acapella, acapella. It sounds good to me. There's a sound in the neighborhood, and it's sounding mighty good. There's those guys standing under the light, they're gonna sing again tonight. Singing that sweet old acapella, the words that sound so doggone sweet. They don't sing, they don't dance, that music means so much to me. Singing that soul to soul, brother to brother, acapella, acapella. It sounds good to me. Singing that soul to soul, brother to brother, acapella, acapella. It sounds good to me. Before I turn out the lights and say goodbye to another night.
Hey everybody, this is Tony Orlando, and you're listening to Father Jim's Show. No other show like it, by the way, on the whole world, right here on WWDB. That's right, the best station that you can ever listen to. Why? Because the Father is giving the blessing.
Singing that soul to soul, brother to brother, acapella,
acapella.
It should be mentioned that Jerry's article that I wrote and authored proudly after a year of research and editing, forgot about the editing, and then VFW got involved, and we had it published in the May 2022 magazine. Johnny Walker published it in, Mike, tell us your magazine, Johnny.
We put a full-page article of the ambush at Renegade Woods in our spring 2024 issue, which was April this past year. And we got great response back, and people wanted to know why Jerry did not get not only the Bronze Star, why he didn't get the Medal of Honor.
It's good to hear about the response. You also put a little plug in for our show.
Absolutely.
And we're hoping to do a full layout on our show, Rock and Roll Reveille, soon, and hopefully in the next issue, correct?
Yeah, just like to say about our magazine.
Sure, please.
We print four times a year, 4,000 copies in southern New Jersey, And the main reason, the purpose of the magazine, is because our older veterans, 100 years old, World War II, 90 years old, Korean vets, our Vietnam vets, our late 70s, early 80s, they don't go near a computer. So we take the stuff off the computer, put it in the magazine, and get the information out to them.
Jump in, David. You wanted to share some thoughts before.
Yeah, so as I said, as you mentioned, there's going to be an award ceremony for Jerry at the Chapel of Four Chaplains at the Philadelphia Navy Yards on September 22nd at 12 o'clock.
Is anyone allowed to come? It's a public affair? No, they can't. It has to be by invitation.
So Jerry has put out the invite list, and we've added a few more people in there, including some dignitaries and some politicians that absolutely helped us and helped Jerry get his award.
And with the help of Johnny Walker, who was our guest today, he's our guest, Johnny Walker, with CVAC and DAV, rock and roll, with the first song that he danced with his wife, Kathleen. A little blurb on it, and we're going to go into the song.
My childhood sweetheart, we met when I was a sophomore in high school, and she was a freshman, and she stole my tie clip at 46 and Market.
And what school was it at?
And that was at West Catholic High School.
A Catholic boy, and she stole yours or you stole hers?
She stole my tie clip. I chased her down.
An Irish Catholic girl chased her down
the elevator steps. She fell, ripped her stockings, and her father came visited me that night.
We can't go any further. Rock and roll with this song by the Dupreez. Great group by the Dupreez, and You Belong to Me.
Walker, Red, White, and Blue. I understand this is your wedding song, Kathleen and Johnny Walker. Please tell us about 57 years of marriage, about your kids, your 15 grandchildren, your 4 great-grandchildren. Father Jim has shared with us that with her by your side, you founded an organization devoted to helping veterans in any and all needs, the Citizens Veterans Advisory Committee, and that you recently retired as the Chief Operating Officer, COO, of the Disabled American Veterans for the state of New Jersey.
Janine. Janine, we got married, and I don't know how it worked out, but we got married November 11th, 1967.
Wow.
And November 11th is Veterans Day.
Yeah, wow.
So I got married, and God, I guess, had a plan for me to get married on Veterans Day. We got married at the William P. We had our reception at the William P. Roach Post, and back then in those days, all the American Legions did a little parade to the neighborhood and everything. So all the members were upstairs at the that came back after the parade, all our wedding guests were downstairs. We wound up with everybody downstairs and turned into a beef and beer American Legion hoorah parade for my wedding. So I thought it was all for us.
That's a nice.
Now,
Johnny, please tell about the CVAC. And when we got together, you told me about all these organizations that chipped in and funded this veterans advocacy group, this organization that is your proud baby.
What we did is my vision with CVAC was the VA is a wonderful institution, does a lot of great things. Problems with the VA, I mentioned it about the magazine. They don't give you the information. You got to go get it.
And your magazine is great.
You
got to
go get it. So a lot of our veterans are not entitled because a lot of their things are not military injuries or things that was involved while they served on active military duty. Just to give you an example, we just helped a 92-year-old Korean veteran who fell twice getting over his tub because the tub was too high. We turned around and ripped out the tub and put in a walk-in shower so he can get in and out of it. 92 years old, how much more time does this guy have?
God bless him.
But at least he can get a shower and be safe. But these are the kind of things we do. We pay the utility bills. We fix the cars. We put in ramps. We repair decks. We make homes.
What about the story you told me about the veteran that was suicidal? You want to help him.
Well, that comes out. That happens a lot. And what we do, and thank God for Andy Savecki. I got Andy Savecki involved with the DAV about 2 years ago. I asked Andy, knowing his background, would he become chairman of our suicide prevention committee for the state? And he got involved, and it really helped because he kind of made a step forward and step up to assist people that need help. And a lot of times it's just to talk.
Amen.
You know, and we had an incident where we had a guy that had the gun right on the seat of his car, and we kept him on the phone for a good hour and some odd minutes, and the police got to him, and we saved him.
General Satterfield, are you still with us, sir? What do you think about this CVAC, sir?
I really don't have much of an opinion. I haven't looked into much of that, actually.
Well, he's a strong advocate for veterans. And by the way, Johnny, tell us about your son. 7 deployments in his name, Army?
Yeah, I have 4 children. I only have 3 boys and a girl. Only one served in the military. My oldest son, John, he did 26 years in the Marine Corps. He came out a first sergeant, an E-8.
Three up, three down with a diamond.
And we're so proud of him that not only are we proud of him, but his 2 sons are Marines as well and reached the rank of sergeant. So he's not only involved, did 7 deployments today, and we're just talking to Jerry about it. He's the district commander for the VFW up in Delaware County.
Oh, wow.
In Pennsylvania. I'm so proud that he's following in my footsteps somewhat of getting out and being a veterans activist.
Hi, Johnny. I'm really happy you're here today. God bless you for all the things you've done and all the things you are doing. Now, this is Billy Colucci, Billy and the Essentials, and Danny and the Juniors, and ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm Jim's sidekick and co-host for the show.
Billy, I know who you are because I bartended when you entertained back at the Roach Post back in the day.
And I remember you, Johnny, because I was drinking Johnny Walker. Black. Johnny Walker Black. I was drinking. And your favorite song is Sea Cruise. Is that correct?
Well, Sea Cruise always reminded me of Wildwood.
Well, here we go.
And we grew up in Wildwood.
We're back on the boat.
Sea cruise, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee.
The CVAC officers are Johnny Walker, Chair, Dennis Crippen, Trustee, Greg Speed, Vice Chair, Ted Nolte, Secretary, Jackie Maluta, Treasurer. Please remind our audience of how they can contact you and your Citizens Advisory Committee.
Yes, you can. We're on the website at www.cvaccapemay.org. But I'd like to add about these officers and all the members that are involved. No one is paid in CVAC. No one takes a dime. No one takes expenses. Everything comes out of our pockets.
God bless you.
Johnny Walker, Dr. Jerry Tempesta, David Gillespie, Janine McMillan, Billy Colucci, everybody jump in here and tell everybody how much you love them. Veterans, call us at 888-329-3306. We're on the air every week, 4 to 5 p.m. on WWDB AM. If you want to put it in your phone, Android, iPhone, WWDBAM.com, Rock and Roll Reveille. And we're going to conclude now with my guest for next week is going to give you a little teaser. He's a dust-off pilot, a medevac pilot from Vietnam. Sir, I'm sure you'd like to say hello to Jerry Tempesta, who's up for the Medal of Honor. Phil Marshall, welcome to Rock and Roll Reveille and Father Jim Show, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir. Absolutely a privilege to be here. Quite the guest list today.
Share with us your books, your life. You have 30 seconds.
27. I have authored 22 books documenting the helicopter rescue missions that we flew in Vietnam. It's been my privilege to do that. I've been able to honor so many men who didn't make it home by name, and also recognize the men who did some incredible rescues.
Jerry, you want to jump in on this? What do you think about medevac pilots? Jerry Tempesta.
Thank God for the medevac pilots, because we'd be in a lot of trouble.
This is a...
It was the last thing I wanted to do, but looking back, it was the absolute most incredible thing I could have done.
So, Phil, name some of your books, sir. We have another 30 seconds.
Sure. Helicopter Rescues Vietnam. There's 19 volumes. Helicopter Rescues Vietnam. They're available on Amazon. The first book I did was just my unit, DMZ Dust Off. And that got good reviews, so I put another book together of just Dust Off and Medevac missions, Dust Off and Medevac Vietnam. But if your listeners just look up Helicopter Rescues Vietnam on Amazon, there's 19 volumes, just that one.
Sir, I'm proud to have you on the air with me. And next week, you're going to be our guest. It'll be Phil Marshall, Dust Off pilot. And in studio with us, again, will be Vienna Lorendi, Lieutenant Colonel, was a captain when you were dusting off in Vietnam. And her husband was was also a Dust Off pilot. So anyway, we welcome her next week. And please tune in every week. I love you all. God bless you. And Peter Hook, we love you. And the VFW, God bless you. Where are all the flowers
gone?
Thank
you. When will they...